Order, Prime Minister. If you want to remain for question time, stop interjecting when I'm on my feet.
And the Speaker was on his feet time and time again as the week in the House got off to a fractious start, with this question for the Prime Minister, John Key, from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Does he stand by all his statements, and how does he do so?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, yes, and by standing here in Parliament and saying so.
Supplementary question, Right Honourable Winston Peters.
How does he reconcile his government's comments that the TPPA will be worth $5 billion year on year by 2025 when no other proponents have made such extravagant claims?
Mr Speaker.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
The member should table the quote where I said that.
Mr Peters offered to table two quotes, one from former Trade Minister Tim Grosser and the other from Gerry Brownlee, drawing this protest from the Prime Minister.
The Right Honourable Winston Peters just misled the House. He said that that was my quote. It was not my quote.
Order.
He deliberately misled the House. He should apologise for that.
Speaking of the point of order, I need no further order. Order.
Mr Carter reminded the Prime Minister that complaints about misrepresentation had to be made to him in writing before hearing again from Mr Peters.
I've been accused of misleading the House.
Order, order. Member will resume his seat. And equally, if the member feels he's been misrepresented, he follows the same procedure. I won't entertain any more points of order on this issue.
Mr Peters then asked another question, but was interrupted by an interjection from someone on the government benches.
Yeah, you don't like facts, do you, Sunshine?
Order! 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 Now, I'm going to invite the member to start that question again and to complete the question without responding to interjection.
Thank you very much, Speaker.
This time, Mr Peters wanted to know why Mr Key was promoting the TPPA deal as a help to hard-pressed dairy farmers, getting this response from the Prime Minister.
If the member wants to come into this House and argue that dairy farmers should pay higher tariffs, he's welcome to do so, but that just shows how little he knows, and he should stop making things up in this House
order,
like he did earlier.
Order. That won't happen.
Point of order, Speaker.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Right Honourable Winston Speaker, Peter.
I don't know what's wrong with the Prime Minister today, but
order,
he cannot make...
Order.
He cannot...
To order.
My, Speaker, I do not, what, do not know what's wrong with the Prime Minister, but he can't begin in the first question today attacking me, and he's back to it again, because round about now, given your countless warnings in the past, he should be asked to apologise.
No. Order. No. It's a robust debating chamber.
Once again, the Speaker invited Mr Peters to continue with his questions.
Why is the government blocking a free trade deal with Russia and pouring massive taxpayer support into the Hollywood film industry, Sky City Casino, Rio Tinto and now the TPPA campaign when the Democrat and Republican campaign's leadership in the United States think it's a real dog, no, not you, the TPPA, and a big corporate protection racket against the interests of their workers and their farmers?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr Speaker, interestingly enough, if one looks at the comments from Donald Trump, the reason why he thinks it's a bad deal is because he thinks that the United States has done a bad job of negotiating the terms, which by definition means we did a good job of negotiating the terms because we got a better deal.
From the TPPA and dairy farmers to dairy farmers and the banks, with this question for the Prime Minister from Opposition Leader Andrew Little.
Will he just level with me for a moment and tell me whose side is he on, New Zealand dairy farmers or the overseas-owned banks?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr Speaker, I'm on the side of New Zealanders 365 days of the year. I'm not on the side of farmers today, but by the way, Stuart Nash wanted to tax them more. Others, that side of the House wanted higher health and safety costs. These are the people that don't want irrigation schemes, don't want the RMA reform, don't want free trade agreements. Mr Speaker, this is a joke. These people are not the friends of the farmer. These are the people that are trying to put them out of business.
What a bonus.
Question time continued, but it wasn't long before the Speaker was back on his feet.
Order, the level of interjection is far too high. When I'm rising to my feet calling for members to cease yelling at each other, they're not doing so. I'm looking for someone now to make an example of from anywhere in this House, and I won't hesitate to use that person for such a purpose.
No one got sent out, although one minister came close.
To the Honourable Paula Bennett, that is your final warning for question time today.
Question time was followed by a debate on the first readings of several government bills. I'm Tom Frewin, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.